Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast. What happened there? You okay?
Yeah.
Oh.
What was that?
It looked to me you were surprised that the podcast started.
No.
No? You're all good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All good? All right. Good. Okay. Yeah. We're good.
Great.
I have a question.
Okay.
I found something on Twitter the other day. Mm-hmm. It was talking about words that you should never write in kanji in business emails.
Okay.
All right. And I saw a list of them and I was like, I did not know that. For example.
Okay, okay.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu no yoroshiku.
Ah.
Don't write that in kanji.
Hi, hi, hi.
Itashimasu. Don't write that in kanji.
Mm.
何々ください。何してください。ください。
はいはいはい。
Should not write that in kanji. All hiragana. いただく。Hiragana. あらかじめ。Hiragana. 並びに。Hiragana. および。Hiragana. できる。
できる？
まあ、何か。なんだろうね。できると思います。みたいな。
ああ。
みたいな。
Okay.
後ほど。
ああ。
Okay. Why?
I get it. But, できると後ほど Those two are...
So-so. Maybe.
Yeah.
But the other ones, you kind of get it. Okay, why?
That doesn't make sense to you, right?
It does not make sense.
Yeah, I get it.
That's fucked up. I think that's fucked up. To think, to tell people that, oh, you write that at kanji. You're a bad business person.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Why? Tell me.
True.
I want you to tell me.
So true.
I want you to tell me why, Yamchan. Why?
It doesn't... Okay. So first of all, it's not like... it's like, it's not... You shouldn't never... It's in interdict. It's prohibited or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can use it, but looks like not smart.
Why?
I guess the reason is if you... so, for example, like, 何々... can I see the list again? So, yeah, for example, like... So, 何々していただく?
Okay.
Or like 何々ください、何々いたします。
Mm-hmm.
Those are, いたす is the one verb, right?
Okay.
何々、いただく、
mm-hmm.
means like eat things, right? That's one verb.
Oh.
And it has like original meanings with that
got it.
Verb.
That I understand.
Yeah.
Like, よろしくお願い、さ、まあ、じゃあ、いただいた情報を、みたいな言うときに、you're like, いただく is like, いただく is to receive, right? Not to eat.
But,
so I mean, don't use the same kanji.
That,
I get
that,
it.
That's you can use kanji for me.
Fuck!
Like,
the fuck!
So, いただく has a meaning of like, you get from something from above.You get something from above, like itadaku, or like you receive some gift from somebody. So that's original meanings. And then if you put it in like, use it in a keigo form, it's also used in a keigo form, right?
Okay.
Like a, 何々させていただく.
Like I get it. Yeah.
So if you use this as a simple, you receive something.
Got
then
it.
I think kanji's okay. I use kanjis and then it's okay, but it's like if you attached it and then like use it in a different like a.
はい拝見させていただく
Yeah. Those,
You're not receiving those. Anything.
Yeah. It's just it's different one. It's like
right. It's a different itadaku.
Yeah.
Right. So
itadaku. Yes.
So okay.That I understand.
Yeah, those like, for example...
But does that apply to every single one of these?
Not everything. Like, kudasai, itasu, kudasai, those ones.
Wait, what's itasu then?
Itasu is do. But like a...
So what's the verb, like the action version of itasu?
And it's like action, the original one?
Yeah, like itadaku, you said receive, yeah. Right? So okay. What's itasu? What is that?
So it's like...
Give me like an example sentence on
okay.
The kanji itasu.
Do, but itasu. It's like a do, but do things to upper ones. Like a...
That's itasu?
Yeah, like a...
Kanji itasu?
Yeah. Nani nani oi. No exact. Wow. Das. No. Do, but saying like I'm a very small...
恐縮?
Yeah, kind of those ones. Yeah.
So herikudaru, herikudaru, right?
One. Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Das. But... So that's the original one.
Got it. Okay.
For example, like... Massage wo... Itasu.
Itasu.
Yeah,
I mean... Weird thing to say, but okay.
Yeah, like...
But I kind of get it. I kind of get it. Yeah. Like, you're... Like, not worthy of, yeah. Like, full-on kind of, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Catchball suru is like... I like, do the catchball, but... Catchball wo itasu.
Like...
Kind of...
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Yeah, yeah. You're like, herikudatteru. Yeah, you're kind of like, I'm not worthy of like, but I will, thank you for giving me permission to do this,
yes,
kind
yes,
of.
Yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the original one.
Okay.
But if you attach it into like, itasu.
よろしくお願いいたします.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like, I guess in the very old days, it's the same ones, but like now it's like into different two.
Right. It's a it's a different meaning.
Of, yeah,
right?
Yeah. So
that's why.
That's so for those for those like attaching ones, I guess that's the reason to me.
Okay.
So that's something I get it.
Okay.
And I guess from those explanations you kind of get it.
Yeah.
Right? But yoroshiku arakajime narabi ni oyobi. Those
you don't get it.
I don't have any explanation.
But you know not to use the kanji. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You what? Don't,
I don't use them.
So, what's the image you feel when you see someone using the kanji for yoroshiku, or narabini, or arakajime?
So about yoroshiku. I think it's yoroshiku onegai shimasu is too fixed, written in hiragana.
Wait, too fixed? Oh, like too everyone familiar. Does the hiragana version, so like no one does the kanji version is kind of the vibe?
So.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But don't know the reason why and who started that.
So you don't know if yoroshiku is a verb or not. Like you can't think of any like other meaning of the verb yoroshiku is.
It's not a verb. I guess it's a 何々よろしく. It's like 形容詞 or something.
Okay.
And it has an ancient meaning of that. It's like
right.
Doing well is the basic meaning.
I see.
And we sometimes use it. No, we don't use it anymore. Like in jidaigeki, those we... Echigoya よろしくやらせていただきます. It's different from よろしくお願いします, よろしく. It's Echigoya no youni umaku kind of...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think that's the reason for this one.
Okay.
It's hiragana is too familiar, I guess.
Too familiar? Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Arakajime. I have no explanation about that.
What's the image you see when you see an email with the kanji arakajime?
Very katai. Very. Looks like very machine.
Really?
Very, like, auto-generated, kind of.
Really?
Yeah. Or like, it's very katai. But arakajime dattara, well, I think it's a relatively safe zone, I guess.
Like, it's okay to make that mistake?
Yeah, arakajime wa iitomo. But narabi ni?
Is that... If you kanji that, is that too...
I don't use
Is that too weird?
Yeah.
Why? What's the image you feel when you see the kanji arakajime? Sorry, narabini.
Well, I guess that one too. Like, narabu is like you line up or like you naraberu.
But that's the meaning of the word, right? Yeah. Narabini. Like in parallel to that, right?
Yeah, that's the original one. But like, narab... Yeah, that's right. That's right. But narabini
No?
But you're right. That's the same meaning. So you put it in the parallel.
Yeah, like parallel topic.
Yes.
You just don't see it.
Yeah.
You just don't see it.
Narabini.
There's no reason, but you just never put it in kanji.
Yeah.
I think it's fucked up.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Maybe if you write kanji, then that looks like verb narabu. No.
Mm.
Like katsuyo version. Narabi, for example, like narabini iku toka.
Narahodo. I see.
So I see. It's like a bit confusing. Like
I see. To sort of kind of avoid that confusion.
Narabini is like not verb at all.
Mm.
It's that's why.
Okay.
If you think about very slight one.
And what was the other obvious one? Did you say oyobini? I said oyobi. Did you say oyobi, you'd never do kanji?
Yeah. That one.
You never do kanji.
Yeah. So, nani-nani oyobi nani-nani, right?
Yeah.
So, we're like, Nihon no kata oyobi, Amerika no kata oyobi, France no kata, or those, right?
Yeah.
So that's a different one from oyobu. That's like verb oyobu.
What's verb oyobu?
It's like, for example, like, ore ga, I spit the coffee.
Okay.
And then coffee no nami ga Kevin no tokoro made oyobu.
Oh.
Or like higai ga, for example, like, jishin no higai ga kono machi made oyobu.
I see.
That's like come to that, like affected, right?
I see.
And then, but that's nani-nani oyobi nani-nani is,
well, I as guess well
originally
as.
Same, but now it's a different one. So that's why you separate those two,
I see.
I guess.
Hey, what about like, I often hear nani-nani ni oyobanai tame. Which one is that? Is that?
For example, like, watashi no chikara ga oyobanai.
That's right. Is that?
That's a verb one.
That's a verb one.
Yeah.
Got it. So it's kanji.
Yeah. You can.
Oh, okay.
But
I see.
Yeah. So those are obvious. But arakajime toka yoroshiku toka dattara nanka ne. I think it's
an okay zone?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, so can you tell me what the okay zones are? Okay, so tell me which ones I should follow. Tell me the ones that I should never put in kanji. You know that, well, you don't have to have a reason.
Yeah.
Just tell me what I should never do kanji for.
Okay. Itadaku.
Never do kanji for itadaku, okay?
Narabi ni.
Okay.
Oyobi.
Okay.
Those three are like,
Never kanji.
It's like to me, it's not weird or something. I think it's mistake.
Mistake, got it.
Two different words, kind of.
Okay.
So those three must.
You must do.
Yeah, really.
You must do.
Hiragana.
Okay. What's the one that you would hiragana it, but don't have a clear reason to it?
Nochihodo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, because that's a different one, right? So, all those yoroshiku itasu, kudasu, itadaku, itashimasu, arakajime, all those are like, it has original meaning, but now you use in a different way, so we separate them into two.
Right.
That's how I write in hiragana.
Yeah.
But nochihodo, it's like, it's just kanji. It's just, I don't know the reason.
Oh, but you would write it in hiragana, right? Oh, okay, got it. All right, well,
I don't know the reason.
All right, got it. Wait, so yoroshiku? Didn't you say you would write in hiragana for that? Yoroshiku,
so
but you didn't say it.
Hiragana.
Hiragana.
Yoroshiku. Itasu.
Oh, you said that, yeah.
Yeah.
It was on the first list then.
Yeah,
the
obvious one was like those.
Oh, got it. All right, very confusing. Okay. Very fucked up.
That is true.
Right.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will, well, I mean, we do the same thing with English, right?
Yeah, right.
We slap you guys with some fucked up logic,
right.
And, I go, well, that's how it is, guys. I'm sorry. Don't got a reason. Just
yeah.
Yes, hell.
Yeah.
I would have to accept that as well.
Right. That's what you feel all the time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Sorry, but I.
Yeah.
No this reason. Is how it is.
No reason. All right, Ethan.
Yeah.
Got it. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.